Who the fuck are you?
That's who the fuck I am.
You people have been chosen to reveal our existence to the world. You will witness what happens here today, and you will tell of it later.
You start getting excited, motherfucker!
My name is Rumbling Sky. You want to start some shit? I want to start some shit. I'm going to hit you like a ton of fucking bricks.
So you go out and meet yourself a guy. Given time, you realize, hey, this guy is really fucking cool. This guy is intelligent, nice looking, kind, sincere, motivated. Even if he doesn't have a career, he knows where he's going in life. Okay, and then so more time passes, and you might find yourself asking, I wonder how good a husband or father this guy might be. But the thing you should really be considering at this point is, how did he become so fucking cool? Well, there are a million answers to this question, but the one that really stands out to me is that, well, he didn't have you. And that's not to say that a woman can't make a guy more cool, because of course that's the general idea. But at this point in his life, that's one of the things that really makes him cool, is that he is himself. Now, chances are, this man has enjoyed a cornucopia of freedom and experiences. That's just what makes us who we are. And of course, as we all know, no one is truly perfect. Along with the good comes the less appealing aspects. And this is typically when a woman says,
that's okay, because I can change him.
Well, now, hold the fuck on there, Jezebel. I mean, of course you could change him. I mean, he's a guy, and he loves you, and he wants to make you happy. But at the same time, don't you realize what you're talking about here? You're talking about changing him. And despite your best intentions, you set out to change one thing and mess up like four or five completely different things. So if you're a woman who finds yourself saying that you can change your man, and later on you go,
he was so nice when we met, but he's so different now.
All I really need to respond with is the most efficient phrase to come from the 80s and say, duh, of course he's different. You set out to change him, remember? And if you don't like the results, then perhaps you shouldn't be fucking with something you don't understand. I mean, this is the real fucking deal here, ladies. One of the reasons why guys are so afraid of commitment is that they don't want to be changed. I mean, human beings are animals for fuck's sake, and just like other animals, we all want to have a mate, and all we really need in a mate is someone to care about us, someone cool to spend time with, and basically someone we can get through the everyday bullshit with. People who get into relationships with each other should complement each other, not change each other. If we didn't have any bad qualities, then we wouldn't know what any good qualities were, would we? So if I meet someone I'm interested in, I'll take a look at their good qualities, and then I'll consider all the bad ones. That's when I decide if I can put up with their bullshit. That's what it's really all about, isn't it? Caring about someone and being able to put up with their bullshit? So I guess this is a plea for sanity. Please learn to accept people for who they are. There are so many fucking people out there that you're almost guaranteed to find someone reasonably suited to your taste. So if he has qualities you don't like and he doesn't want to change, then move the fuck on. This doesn't solve every problem, but out of the millions of potential relationship problems, this can very easily be one less thing you have to worry about. So please remember, my name is Rumbling Sky, and I am the American Asshole.